that would help.
And your argument in this article is that this is possibly one of the drivers or one of the things that could influence people so that they become more radical.
I think we need to be very... I heard your contributor earlier on. Look, the reason for doing this is to build a more integrated country, to build a one nation Britain, to give people more opportunities. But I think there is a connection with combating extremism, and it's this, that if you have people growing up in a house where no one speaks English, then they're less able to talk to the school, they're less able to communicate with the local GP, they're less able perhaps to communicate with others.
But the people who've been going to Syria and Iraq have been entirely capable of speaking English, and often come from very well-educated homes. That doesn't seem to be the problem.
That is absolutely right. I'm not saying, hang on, don't just give me a second, I'm not saying there's some sort of causal connection between not speaking English and becoming an extremist. Of course not. That'd be a ridiculous thing to say. But if you're not able to speak English, not able to integrate, and you may find, therefore, you have challenges understanding what your identity is, and therefore you could be more susceptible to the extremist message
that comes from
Daesh. So it's not a causal connection, but if we're going to try and help young people to be resilient against the appalling messages of Daesh, and can I say again, I think Muslim families around the country would have held their heads in despair this morning when once again you just called it Islamic State. You didn't even say so-called Islamic State. It's so important. They really
take
do.
That
you know,
up with
one
the upper echelons of the BBC.
Well, I will, but it is one of the things.
Is there a cause? You say this is not a causal connection. Is there a causal connection between extremism here and money coming from Saudi Arabia?
I think we do need to.